Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day the Son of Man will come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give to you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and to drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? Peter was always paying attention to the Lord, though sometimes he didn't quite get it. Remember his declaration at Caesarea Philippi when Jesus asked, "Who do people say that I am?" And Peter replied with a heart burning with zeal, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He knew who Jesus was. He also knew Jesus when he denied him 3 times and became faithless. He was also there when Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said to Peter, "Peter, feed my sheep." Today Peter says, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" He really wanted to get it right. He was trying his best. And he was really asking, is the kingdom of heaven open to us or to everyone? And what is the answer that Jesus gives? Then Jesus says, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time. And then he goes on to describe what faithful stewardship is and what unfaithful stewardship is. Faithful stewardship is doing our duty, doing what we're supposed to, being prepared, doing the right thing. Unfaithful stewardship is, let's put it off. We don't have to get ready for the Lord. Let's let God take care of that. I don't have to worry about my spiritual life. I don't have to grow ever. The Lord's going to forgive everybody's sins anyway, isn't he? Right. Jesus says that all the time. Right. What does Jesus say? The servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. We're not used to hearing about beatings, and we could very well substitute other words. But these are the words of the Lord. These are the words that Jesus used with his disciples, and they were meant to shock them, to shock them. And the last phrase in this gospel, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The more we have received from God, the more he expects from us. So some might bargain, well, then maybe I shouldn't get so much from the Lord. Maybe I should just kind of coast through life and not really be responsible for a whole lot. But is that what Jesus calls us to be? In another place in the gospel, he says, be perfect like the heavenly Father is perfect. We consider our lives, and most of us have to admit, we're not perfect. Well, not quite yet. But the Lord is calling us to perfection, and why is that? Because as in the case of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord calls us to go and do things, to come and follow him, to do the things that he knows are good for us. Many times we resist following the Lord. We say it's too hard. We say we have a rough life. We have illnesses. We have responsibilities. We have hardships in our families. There are so many excuses, but yet those words ring in our ears. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. We who are priests of the Lord have a lot that's demanded of us. Because we know that at that last judgment, we and other priests and bishops will be standing before the Lord, and our prayer to him will be, spare our people. It's our fault. It's our fault. Much will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. The Lord gives us all to a measure, a responsibility. We have responsibilities throughout our lives. As young people, we have responsibilities to our parents, to follow the rules, to do our homework, to do the things that children and young people do. And as we grow, we take on responsibilities in married life. We become fathers and mothers. And God help us that we are good fathers and good mothers all the time. We are called to do our duty in our place in life. We're all called by the Lord to do something for him. So today, as we come in faith, like Abraham did, and we come to the blessed sacrament of the altar, we come asking our Lord for many things, certainly for forgiveness for our sins, but also for divine grace, grace that will help us to be the good servants, the good stewards that the Lord needs. At this time in the church, there are many needs. We see a church that's struggling with a world around it which belittles what it does. We get called bigots for doing the right things, for believing the right things, for doing the right things. So we have to have that spirit of repentance and turning around from the world. That's what, when we hear the word repent, in Greek it's metanoia, which is really to turn around and face the cross. We're called to take up the cross daily and follow the Lord. Repent and believe the good news. Repent, follow me. Let us, as we come to this sacrament today, take away something with us. Take away even more than any other time. Take away with us the body and blood of Christ we receive, yes, but take away a transformation within our own selves, within our own hearts, that we can have the heart and mind and spirit of Jesus, that we can go out and do great things in the world and be witnesses to the ends of the earth, that we can reasonably and in a holy way be vigilant and stay awake like the good steward who is ready to open the door to Christ the King, and we don't fear his coming. Because it sounds ominous, we don't know when the Son of Man will come. But we have the sure faith that indeed he will come.